care of myself, you know, for her visits, so I get some help.
Right now, how do your eyes feel? I mean, any different than the...
It doesn't feel so hot sometimes. Well, yeah. Good today. Doesn't bother me at all. Sometimes
I do. Eight. Right over. You mean the one that they're going to operate
on?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, did you see an awful lot of brown stuff in my eye when you were
home? It looked like it was about half. Mm-hmm. Maybe not quite half. It was on one side of your eye.
Yeah.
It didn't cover the total, because if it was covered totally, you wouldn't be able to see out of it at all, I guess. Yeah. But it looked like it was a good third of it, I would say. Yeah, it was kind of a light brown color.
Well, I've been washing my eyelids every night.
Yeah.
Putting this together. I had to get a tube of some kind of little ointment to put on it. And I have to scrub my eyelids.
Now at this point, she's just concerned with your one eye. I wonder, has she said anything about the condition of your other eye? You know.
Well, see, she didn't say much about the other eye, but she said that I hadn't started there.
Yeah. Probably in the future you might have to have that one too.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Mildred said that when she was in the hospital over here, the woman next to her in bed, she had the same operation, but not by that doctor. She
Oh, really?
By the doctor.
Well, I would say that from the meeting of that woman over there, she seems highly competent. I mean, I think she's probably a good doctor. She's just a little bit high priced, I think. But I can see, now she's like a lot of the doctors nowadays. They take advantage of Medicare, you know, because they know that they can almost say any amount they want and Medicare will come through. In fact, they really abuse Medicare. You know, I've seen it in the paper where some doctors... I guess I can't do much here.
No, you can't until I get the stuff out of the way.
What was this in this pan up here? Is this something you forgot? Oh, that was just some leftover dressing. That was good dressing. I liked it a lot.
Hey, Mom, where did you get beet juice?
Beet juice is on the tablecloth here. See this spot right there? That's beet juice. That's
how do you think it got there?
Well, I think you probably knocked it on there. That's beet, B-E-E-T, beet. You've heard of the beet generation.
What does Grandma think about that?
What?
Beet juice.
I didn't think anything about it.
What's she supposed to think about it?
I'm not sure myself.
Did you think I was going to make a scene over it?
I'm not sure.
Hey, I'll sing a song, David.
Are you ready?
You ready for a song?
Let your mother sing a song.
I'll sing a song. I got it all ready.
Oh, okay, hold on a minute. I'm going to change something
I
can come through clearer than ever.
You
want
to hear my lovely voice?
Just hold on a minute.
Wait a minute. In order to sing my song,
okay.
I'm
going to
have a little more wine.
More wine?
I can't sing a real good song unless I get a little bit of this here. Hear that? A little bit of the bubbling.
Come on, David.
Oh, jeez. Wait a minute now.
Song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing a song about Old MacDonald. Have you ever heard of Old MacDonald?
Had a farm.
And what else?
with a...
What do you have?
Don't get that.
Got grandma coughing still there.
You ready?
Okay, you ready?
I'll hold it, because I can adjust it.
Oh, no, you've been kicking that thing ever since you get... You're so damn big now, David, you can't even walk in this kitchen without knocking down everything. Okay? You better go on a diet tonight.
You ready?
Okay, you ready? I'm ready. Okay, ready? Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a duck, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack quack here and a quack quack there and a here quack there, quack everywhere, quack quack. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a pig, E-I-E-I-O. With a oink oink here and a oink oink there and a here oink, air there, oink everywhere, oink. Old MacDonald had a farm,
E-I-E-I-O.
Okay, that's the end of my solo. That's
You're not going to do it anymore.
Oh, I could go on for a
well,
week,
that's
but
all
I
right.
won't do any more. I don't want to bore my public.
Where is her public?
What?
Where is her public?
My public?
I don't know.
Well, I don't want to show you.
I mean, you mean people.
People. People. Dee 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 dee, people. There's a song about people. Okay,
you just took something off that turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You like
nom,
it?
Nom. I love it.
Oh, you want me to sing a song in German?
Okay.
This is a German song that Grandma taught me one time. I bet Grandma even forgot she taught it to me. Okay, here we go.
You ready?
Yeah, okay. Fu hab ich mein Rück. Verloren und ohne Schrupp geh ich nicht heim. wo hab ich mein Schrupp verloren und ohne Schrupp geh ich nicht heim.
What do you think about that?
That was good.
Gut.
Gut. Ganz gut.
Das ist gut.
How do you feel about Hitler?
Oh, that creep.
Okay.
Glad he's dead.
Well, I guess that's enough for
All
a
right,
while.
Play it back to me.
Oh, okay.
If it doesn't sound right, you better erase the
I'm
whole thing.
I'm sure it'll sound good fidelity-wise.
I don't know.
It'll be just fine.
What does that mean, Wu Hobby?
Where have I?
Oh, where have I?
Where have I lost my sock?
Oh.
My stocking.
Stroke
is a
stocking. She thought it was Little Dog.
No, that's some other song.
Thank you.
I bet, imagine it would, because, you know, it's metal in your oven.
What brand of oven cleaner?
Oh, Easy Off. You ever hear of Easy Off? That's one of the main oven cleaners.
Would you say it makes oven cleaning easier?
Yeah, I would say so. Of course, it's got a lot of ammonia in it. And, you know, when you're using it, it kind of makes your eyes water. But
do you have Easy Off?
I don't know. Well, Grandma probably doesn't even use an oven cleaner. She just wipes. Oh, you do? Excuse me.
Every so often I have to get after my husband. It gets dirty even if you don't use it much.
You do have Easy Off.
I have Easy Off. And it's real good. It cleaned my skillet up real fine.
Next time you burn stuff, use Easy Off on it. It probably would work, you know.
Is she planning on burning stuff?
No, she isn't, but if it ever happens again, I bet she would.
I do that every so often.
There's a commercial for Easy Off. Did you ever hear it?
How is it?
I can't remember now, but it's Easy Off.
I thought maybe I ruined the pan by scrubbing that.
Was it that pan?
It was this pan.
That pan looks fine.
Yeah, good thing you didn't throw it away.
I was going to throw it away.
Yeah, don't ever throw it. See, it's still got that. If you can hear it ring, that means it's okay.
It's okay. Well, okay.
What kind of a pan is that?
Frying pan. Can't you see it's a frying pan? Maybe you need new glasses, David.
I mean, is it that same brand that we have?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Can you get replacements anymore?
Not, I don't ever see it.
I bet that company isn't in existence so anymore, is it?
I think it's a better steel. What do they steel? Steel something.
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
Yeah.
Then a lot of this stainless steel that I see in the store.
This has got a nice weight to it. You know, some of that stuff now is very thin. You know, I think it's. Well,
I think this is a lot better.
You know, you've had yours, my God, 20 years now, 25 years, something like that.
Oh, good 25 years.
Well, that's the test. It's perfectly good yet to use, and so I'm glad I have mine, too. It's lasted a long time.
You think it's because you...
I think it's a lifetime thing.
Yeah, probably.
Because you use Easy Off?
Oh. No, you don't use Easy
Off. Well, you get off the Easy Off. Forget about Easy Off. Oh, there is the cutest commercial on television. I usually hate commercials, but there's the cutest one on the radio.
What is it?
It's about this French bakery.
Can you sing it?
You probably heard it. It's about this woman that's talking about French bread or something. And there's a little woman in the background that sings a little French song. And it's so cute. It just makes you want to go out and buy this bread.
Have you ever bought any?
Oh, it's Boulangerie or something like that. You heard of that little French commercial?
I'm not sure.
Ooh, Boulangerie. Ooh, la petite Boulangerie.
No, I haven't.
That's really cute. And on the next one, there's another cute commercial out now. It has to do with candy. And it has this English guy, and he's talking about this Callard and Bowser English toffee, I guess it is. And it's really funny. It's one of these English guys that talks very English, like a British accent. And he talks about this Callard and Bowser candy. And I've been looking all over for it. It even got me to the point where I was actually looking for something to buy. And they don't have it everywhere. And I finally found it in the drugstore.
You did?
Yeah.
What's that
it's really
thing?
Good.
This?
Yeah.
It's a little thing like this.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. I never
see,
saw that before.
You learn something new every day, David.
Yeah.
Wish we had one.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it comes in handy. I like it.
But you know, of all the houses I've been in, I've never seen a sink like this.
I haven't
this is
either.
The only place that I've ever seen a sink that's divided like that.
I really don't like it.
You know?
I've had a double sink, you know, over in the, but not one like this.
Yeah.
It was a real sink.
Well, I think that was purposely made for that dishwasher, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The dishwasher.
Yeah, she had a dishwasher here, but I don't know why that's there.
I don't really know either.
What would you call that little place?
Call it? You got to call it something. It's just part of the sink.
Well, it's a.
It's sure weird.
I think it's a place where you rinse off your.
You can rinse
dishwasher.
Off your. Yeah, you can rinse off your dishes with
that's where you rinse off the dishes, and all the garbage would go on that side into the disposal. You don't have a disposal thing now, do you?
No, I don't have a disposal.
But I think that's what it was made for when she had a disposal thing in there.
Mm-hmm. But did she ever have one?
I don't think
I didn't, but maybe the other people.
Well,
did.
When you moved in here, was
there
was
no disposal there.
Maybe you should try easy off in the sink.
When are you going to take your trip to Los Angeles?
I'm not sure.
Oh, was that canceled?
I don't think so.
He's thinking that there might be a chance that he'll go to Los Angeles.
To stay?
Perform. Get that?
Oh, what are you going to perform?
Sewerage Water. That's the name of a song. Can you say it?
That's really... that's really a pretty name for it. Sewage Water. And what is, do you sing it?
I talk it. Yeah, I don't sing. I tell about horrible commercials, and each time I stop saying the commercial, I say sewage water. And then I say, now the excitement really begins. I like that for some reason.
Well, they got a funny liking.
There's no accounting for taste.
And then there's... We did a performance where I just stood up on stage and I had a bottle of 409 and I cleaned the piano keys.
They loved it.
They loved
that's
it.
Something.
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
It's pretty weird, I'd say.
I don't really understand it myself.
I don't wonder. My goodness, you must have a weird bunch that you go out with.
Is that the end of that segment now?
I gotta wash my right hand.
Oh, yeah, what'd you do?
I touched the toilet when I recorded the toilet.
Oh, my heavens. You might get AIDS if you aren't careful.
No, just plain dirt.
Well, it isn't dirty.
God, no. If anybody's as clean as Grandma's. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, I wonder if she's... And I couldn't help but almost stare at her, you know. It was really kind of shocking to walk in the room and there she is sitting in bed and her head is just like a marble.
Oh, I wonder
if you get a large dose of radiation. Mm-hmm. And they brought that out in the story.
Mm-hmm. That is an awful thing.
Yeah. I don't even like to think about it. I mean, well, I guess, you know, we're living in what they call the nuclear age. And we just hope that we're never confronted with anything like that. I don't know what we'd do. I mean, even if you had a shelter that you could get into, it'd be forever before you could get out because this radiation hangs around for so long. And you'd be, you know, in the shelter for weeks probably. And then even if you survived and you got out, where would you get your food? Everything would be contaminated.
Nobody would win.
No.
That's the craziest thing I've crazy thing for these politicians to think they could get along, for goodness sake.
Well, I don't know. What is this? I was looking at that. What is that? Oh, that's lime. Isn't it? What do you do with lime there?
Well, I put it on my fingernail.
Oh, yeah. It acts like a bleach, doesn't it? Sort of. I do that with the lemons.
Well, lemons are coming down a little bit, I thought.
You know what? I am going to start a lemon tree. By golly, I am. I'm tired of spending like 25 cents for one lemon. Yeah. That's a crime. Well, you know, I don't see why they wouldn't grow in this area, because I see lemon things in town. People have big trees, don't they?
Here too, down the street and all over, but I don't know. I don't know whether I don't treat them right or what, or whether they're not in the right spot.
They need a lot of sun, I guess, don't they?
Now Mrs. Peterson is back of all those trees right there next to her house, and they don't get much sun, and it's a great big tree.
Is that right?
Covers the whole part of that house. She sees it. It's so cute today.
Remember, I was here last time and it came right up to me and let me pat it and everything.
It's
a cute cat. I was hoping little Rocky would come here.
Yes, I'm surprised he hasn't been around.
Well, maybe being a holiday and his people are next door there, they're feeding him turkey or something and he doesn't want to come.
But you know, he's getting to be a fat little thing.
Oh,
I know he gets fed, because every time I pick him up, I can just feel his big tummy. It's just full. But he'll eat anything that's left in my cat's dish. I'll give him a little milk and he's satisfied. To get the electrician.
Really? Oh.
Uh-huh. And he said you have to have the same brand that's on there.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't know that.
Oh, well, I don't know what they even.
Maybe David could look at it. He's clever with stuff like that. Grandma's thing in her furnace won't turn off. Just turns on.
Rain, it just gets hotter and
Tell him what you told me.
I set it to 70 and then I turned the thing back off. I don't want it anymore.
He probably needs a new thermostat. Look at it before
I go. That's what they tell me. I need a new one.
They're not expensive.
They told her that she would have to have some guy come in here and install it, and he'd probably charge her a whole lot. You think it's difficult to install a thermostat?
Probably not.
You think you can do it?
Before we go, I'll look at it.
Okay.
Then I go and it doesn't turn off. It gets hotter and hotter in here.
Oh.
And then I go and just jerk it back and forth several times, and then it'll decide to go off.
Oh. You get it?
I guess.
That's very weird. Like everything else has been today.
Huh?
Everything has been weird.
Yeah. Well, I know I need a new one. I don't know where to go get one the same brand.
Yeah, because if you have a guy come in here, he'd probably sell you one and charge you two or three times what the thing cost. Well, I don't like anybody that comes into my house and installs anything. Because, boy, they charge.
Oh, I know.
I've
had that experience.
And not only do they charge you for the time that they're doing a job, they charge you for the time it takes them to drive to your house from wherever they are, you know.
But this gas man, he doesn't charge anything.
No, he's from the PD.
He was really nice. Yeah. And I didn't even ask him. I just asked him about my floor furnace. Uh-huh. I couldn't get it turned on.
Yeah.
And I told him that I needed it. I couldn't turn it on. I told him it was the trouble. And he came around and took my stove all apart.
Oh, really?
And cleaned out all the things in there. And adjusted all the burners. And got way underneath there. Cleaned that all up, and then he went out to my hot water heater.
Checked that out,
and then he gave me a new water. What do you call it?
Water? What?
A new gas was on the side of the house. My cat.
Oh, meter?
Meter.
Oh, a gas meter.
He said you need a new gas meter. Oh. So I went out and got a gas meter and put it in.
Well, you can't say you didn't do anything. But you still don't need a new thermostat.
But he did tell me I needed a new thermostat. And I asked him whether he would install it. He said no, they don't do that.
Yeah. Well.
So. But he was good. I never had such a good one.
Death. What is this?
Oh, that's the sweetest little baby. It's a little white thing from across the street. Oh, it is so cute. It's a little bit of sweetness. Oh, how sweet. And it can't hear a thing. And we're afraid it won't hear a car sometime. It comes running across the street. Look at that tail. It's just gorgeous. Oh, it's so sweet. Little cutie pie. Oh, it's just so cute. Oh, it doesn't come in the house very much. It wants out. Yeah, it does. Look at that sweet tail. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, well, just a minute.
He doesn't want to go out.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Which one is that?
From across the street. Oh, it's orange. You're so pretty. It's got blue ones. Oh, well, I just wanted to pet you for a minute. Yes, I can get you, sweetheart.
Cookies like that, only using they're called peanut butter chips, you know.
Yeah, kind of. I know that's something new.
I'm gonna try that.
They would be good.
I bet they would. Have you been feeling okay?
Oh, yeah, I feel all right. Yeah.
You don't have any appointments to, like, for your
no
teeth or anything else for the next couple of months or so?
I just got a letter from my dentist this week.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that he commuted down to Los Angeles. He had two places.
Oh, he's got an office down there, too?
Yeah.
Oh, the little stinker is in again.
So sweet.
Think it'll meow for me?
Oh, well, I don't know. Do you want a meow for David? It's little cute eyes. Oh, it's got sweet eyes. That's
what's
just
it looking
grandma.
At?
Looking at grandma over there.
I got the paper.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's got the prettiest eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
how come you're in here?
Yeah, that's the first time she's been in the
house. Oh, she's so clean.
Purring.
Oh. Yeah, kinda. Oh. Yeah, I would keep you on my lap all the time if I lived here.
Dinah.
Oh, Dinah. Uh-huh. Dinah. Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, let me know. Her. Show her to me. Oh. Dinah, with the Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Da, 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 every night, why do I shake with fright? Because my Dinah might change her mind about me. Dinah,
What's the words? Dee 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 dee. I would go to something. La da. Just to be with Dinah Lee. Or is your name Dinah Lee, sweetheart? Hmm? Oh. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Because my dynamite changed your mind about me. Da 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 da. Oh, little cutie pie. Dinah. What a cute name for a cat. Oh, you are so sweet. I would keep you on my lap all the time if I lived here. Gosh, she's low to the ground, isn't she? Will you get that thing out of my mouth? For God's sakes, David, go away. You're like a damn mosquito. You're right on me all the time. Look at her. She's really crawling around on the ground here.
She's got such short legs.
Oh, she is so cute.
Her stomach.
She's almost like a show cat, you know?
Yeah.
She looks like some of those cats in a cat show.
From the back, too.
They must keep her brushed or something. She's really fluffy. I mean, you think they fuss over her? Or, you know, brush her?
I never see them fuss over her at all.
Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, look, she's opened the door herself. She opened it all by herself. Look at that. She's going to go out now. She wants out. She's smart. Okay, bye-bye.
That's a smart kitty. That's in the freezer.
What are you going to have to drink, David? You banned?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Well, you should make a little tune with it.
Somehow, there's some way that you can use these to make
spoons.
Yeah, I never knew exactly how to do that.
Put your finger between them.
You mean like that?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't do anything. Why don't you sit down and drink your tea?
I'm making sure the levels are right.
Oh, the levels are fine. Don't worry about the levels. What kind of tea is that? I've never seen. Oh, MJB, huh? Or JB? It isn't MJB. JB. John and Betty.
That's right. That's John and Betty tea.
So you like Grandma's buns,
they
huh?
They were very good.
Yeah, I know they were. I'm afraid to eat anymore, though. I'm trying to find out where it's made.
I never heard of this.
I bet you bought it in one of those...
I bought it at the A&B.
Oh, you did? Funny, it doesn't have
I've
A&B
had it a long
on it.
Time. I've got some loose tea that I used, and I thought, well, I don't think John would like that.
What's the A&B? Is that a store?
That's our market.
It's a market.
It's our
A&B
market over here.
Don't have any down there, do we?
I think that's the only market, A&B market there is, isn't it?
In
I mean,
the
they
world.
Don't have any more around, do they?
They have four here in
Santa
Rosa.
Oh, they have? Oh.
There's
where
one out
the
in Rincon Valley, you know, right in that shopping center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's the A&B.
Yeah.
There's one on the south side of town, and there's one on the west side of town.
Well,
but
they probably
I've never
don't
heard
go.
Of them, any no place.
Yeah,
else.
I mean, we don't have any down our way that are like that. We do have a Petrini's now around our place.
Petrini,
and I know you got one up here, haven't you? But they're not so cheap, those Petrini people
not.
Are.
No, they're not. Some, are,
no.
some things are a little cheaper, but...
not many.
Not too much. And I bought some meat there once. I thought their meat would be so good, but...
It isn't, huh?
It wasn't so hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a chicken I bought. And they advertised how fresh it was. And,
I've been buying my chickens for frying at Lucky, and they taste about as good as any I've been getting lately.
Well, I don't know whether they have the same brand up here in your lucky market, but it's called Holly Farms.
Holly Farms. I don't know. I've never bought chicken there. Yeah. They have Foster's Farms over here at the A&B, yeah. And I usually get them.
Yeah.
Then one of those, or there's a Petaluma store and that has some that come up here too from Petaluma. Not too often. Yeah. Once in a while they had Petaluma chicken up here.
When we finish, we'll put the clock in here so that I have the light.
Okay.
We'll see if we can.
Thanks. All it needs is a drop of oil.
it's a dry bushing on it that's making that noise.
John, do you want a dish of ice cream or something like that?
Yes, but I better not.
I know, you want something bland. Is that right?
I'm afraid
of muffins.
Yeah, those are blueberry muffins with real blueberries.
Heck, they're delicious.
Oh, well, have one.
One of those, too.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Why not? Have some of my burnt cookies.
Let me know before you get up or you'll pull everything
out.
Oh,
all right, I'll let you know. I'm not going to get up for a minute.
She's not going to sing anymore either tonight.
That was a good amount.
She's been singing here all the evening.
That was my last song. What's that noise?
What?
That isn't my thing acting up.
Some kind of a whistle I hear.
Is that the clock? I don't hear it.
So, I think it sounds like a car, like somebody backing out or something.
It's that.
I think it's outside, David. It
sounds like it's that way to me.
It sounds like it's that way to me.
Microphones.
It don't sound at all
to me. You can't hear anything.
It's still going.
No, I don't hear as good as I used to. I'll admit it.
No, it's definitely out here.
No?
Yeah, it's outside.
Wait a minute.
What?
It's over here.
Is it the tea kettle?
No.
The gas went out on the burner.
Oh,
well,
turn it off. Oh, no wonder. Turn it off.
It was going. There's gas.
I still hear it, though. That it wasn't what it was. Hear that?
No, it's not there.
No, it's not there.
But at least you turned off the gas.
Yeah, it was on.
All right. I still think it's outside. Hear that car door?
I put my head down and it goes away.
And when that car goes away, it'll probably go away.
It's in the oven now.
Oh, so you have your oven on?
Yeah, it's the gas burning in the oven.
Oh, well, maybe that makes a noise in the oven.
It's off.
Wait a minute, it's off.
It's off.
Well, it's the pilot light. Yeah, light is squeaking.
Oh, you keep your pilot light lit in the oven all the time?
That's what it's doing.
It's on all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's not hurting.
I tested it here just about 3 weeks ago.
It's not hurting anything,
no,
is it?
No, that's all right.
I can't even hear it.
Yeah, but it's happening.
Well, there's nothing wrong, though. No. It's just making a little noise.
Do you hear it?
Well, now you closed it.
Yeah, you can't hear it when the door is closed. No, I don't think it's anything to worry about. It's just
you guys have sharp ears. I can't hear it at all.
You're like the white cat.
He got under there and he dusted all of my life.
Gee, that's a little unusual to get that much service. I mean, to have somebody like that come over and do all that, just to...
Yeah.
You just said the cat went under there.
No, I didn't say.
And it dusted all the...
Wait a minute, you hear that?
What is that?
Sirens.
Ugh.
Would that thing pick that up?
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Do you hear that? Gee, there must be a big accident somewhere.
Yeah, it's a fire truck.
Oh, somebody's turkey's on fire. Gee, they're coming close.
Maybe that's what you heard before.
No, this is different.
No, it's the gas. Maybe.
Gee, it sounds like they're coming right down your street here.
I saw it right out the window there.
Oh,
full
yeah?
Flash of red.
Oh, they're going.
Going by down there.
That way?
One of those extra streets. Oh.
Yeah, somebody left their turkey in the oven too long.
I always think somebody's hurt.
Well, that's a possibility. But usually if it's a fire department, that means a house is on fire, doesn't it? Usually.
Anything would
no,
be on
people
fire.
Hurt, too.
Oh. Gee, there's a lot of them.
The police and ambulance are responding.
Maybe it's a drug bust.
We didn't have a fire truck and a drug bust.
Like you said, they go to anything. Have you seen Uncle Charlie this week or Aunt Tina?
No, I haven't seen him for a while.
I suppose Uncle Tony and Aunt Mill will be going down on their trip this year. Maybe they won't. Well, probably they will, knowing Aunt Mildred.
I think knowing Mill, I think she'll go down.
She could have one leg in the grave and still go down there.
She's been wanting to go down to see Nellie. You know, Nellie.
Oh, Nellie isn't Nellie too well either, is she?
Well, she broke her leg, you know.
Yeah.
But Mill says she's getting along just fine. She doesn't even need the walker anymore.
Oh, well.
But I know she's been talking about she wants to go down to see Nellie, so I'm sure they'll be going down New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Any crows at all?
There used to be a big flock of crows fly back and forth early in the morning and evening.
The last 25
early in the morning, they'd go down that way.
Ain't parting words.
And in the evening, about dusk, they'd fly back.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they flew back to the lake or where, but
they would fly
hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Big flocks of them. But they don't do that anymore. Yeah. Just a few come around.
I used to have more different kind of birds too come around our place, but I don't know. Some years, some of them come, and I remember we used to have the little goldfinch. Mm-hmm. It looked like a regular little yellow canary, mm-hmm. tiny little mm-hmm. thing, and we had a lot of those when we first moved there, and then, I don't know, as the years went by, they just kind of faded away. But we have, I still have my jay, a couple of jays that come around all the time, and they're always burying stuff in the ground. They love to bury nuts and stuff.
You know, I don't think you have anything to say to those people on the program.
What people? Who?
The people on my radio program.
Me? What could I possibly say to them?
Just any final little words so I can just stop. Ending.
I don't know what to say. I can't off the hand think of some speech to say.
Just say, don't think it ain't been wonderful, because it ain't.
Well, there, you got a good one.
Yeah, okay. Let John give you the final.
Yes.
He hasn't said much all day long. You ought to at least give him a chance to sign off.
That was it.
Oh, too bad you didn't have that up there.
Is that thing going now?
Mm-hmm.
It is. That's what's going?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, we're getting our 25 feet off of that thing, my God. And I didn't even rehearse. This was all ad lib.
Do you think people in Houston will like it?
Oh, God, who knows? I don't know what goes on in Texas for heaven's sakes.
It's popular in Italy, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You mean France and England.
The land of the spaghetti eaters?
And Japan.
Oh, let's see your earring. You got diamonds?
Oh my God, me with diamond? No, they're just a big piece of metal.
Oh,
I decided now that my hair is shorter, I can wear a little bit bigger earrings.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, no, they're just cheap. I bought them at Thrifty's. They're just little, they're kind of what they call hammered
feel them. They're kind of hammered
stuff. They're hammered metal of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of glow in the dark.
Yeah.
They're cute.
When I make my first million, I'll get a pair of real studs.
Real.